Olden in the Way, Sisters. Love and Learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is, the way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms. And I have to remind you, with limited time left, we've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Yeah. When do you become a grown-up?
I might not be able to participate in this particular podcast.
Oh, come on. Have you ever heard anyone say, he seems very grown-up for a 12-year-old? Or, this is a grown-up conversation?
Yeah.
Are you a grown-up if you're a certain age or height? After listening to our podcast where I talk all about my hitchhiking escapades,
yeah.
I was wondering, when did I become a grown-up? Do you instantaneously become a grown-up, or is it a conscious choice? Okay, everybody, let's put on our thinking hats and consider what comes with being a grown-up. What's your definition, Janet?
Forgoing some of the things I did in my youth, trying to be more responsible. If you have children, one would hope that then you would act in a way that would be caring and helpful to them. Those kinds of things. But obviously, I haven't, you know, given it all the thought that you have. You must have a hard time with this concept.
Okay. I did see an article on the internet on how to tell when you're a grown-up.
Oh, good. Then you'll know for sure.
Huh? I thought, there it is, all written out already. But it was much more involved than I thought. You have to measure the quality of your relationships, reflect on your conflict resolution skills,
ooh,
determine the qualities you look for in a romantic partner.
Obviously, only a grown-up could even ask these questions.
I know, they'd be bored to death. Imagine your perfect social gathering. Really?
Hmm.
Those kinds of things determine if you're a grown-up? Come on, is it really that involved? Most people think you're a grown-up when you hit 18. St. Paul tells us that, quote, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, unquote. But when you become a grown-up in our culture, you put away childish things, your toys, your dependence on your parents, the majority of your free time. You move out, you get a job, you support yourself. That's what you're supposed to do. At least it was in the old days when you and I were kids. In fact, these days, kids are supported by their parents past the age of 18. According to CNBC, in May of 2024, quote, 47% of parents still financially support adult children.
Hmm.
These parents are shelling out $1,384 a month on the average, unquote.
We're not, no. By the way.
Reminds me of the movie Failure to Launch. Did you ever see that?
No.
Tripp, a 35-year-old professional layabout. He represents those who are happy to stay at home and be waited on hand and foot by their mom. Mm. Well, you're certainly not in charge of your own life when your parents are still providing for your needs. It will take these children a lot longer to be a grown-up at that rate.
You don't want me waiting on you hand and foot.
No.
Me.
If age doesn't determine when you're a grown-up, what does? Is it when you go to college and get a degree? I graduated with a wealth of knowledge, not life skills. If you heard my podcast on hitchhiking, I made a lot of stupid choices during my college years that almost got me killed.
So you weren't a grown-up when you were in college, is what you're saying.
Right.
Maybe. You weren't.
I was naive.
Yeah.
Naive Nancy. And I still am to a great degree. I was naive about life and people. At 20, with a degree in education, I was not a grown-up. So if you don't instantly become a grown-up at a certain age or when you get a diploma, then when do you become a grown-up?
Tick, 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 I'm waiting.
My other half says it doesn't happen overnight. Rather, it happens over time until you are personally equipped with skills to manage life on your own. For instance, he had a paper route at age 11 until he was 15. He had to get up no matter the weather and ride around on his newspaper bike and deliver papers. And once a week, he collected payment for them from his subscribers. No wonder he still has that bike up in the barn. In Boy Scouts, he learned life skills, how to cook, help others, care for animals. And all through high school, he had part-time jobs. So by the time he graduated, he knew how to handle money and fend for himself. In other words, he was accountable in the jobs he had. He had responsibilities and he met them. Does that make you a grown-up? I'm feeling better about this definition.
Yeah.
Let's compare it to Webster's Dictionary. Okay, I looked up adult.
Oh.
That's what it said. I looked up grown-up and it said
nothing.
Adult.
Oh.
Whoa, that's deep. Adult. Like getting to eat with the grown-ups for Thanksgiving. But what about the guy who looks the part of an adult at the table, but he keeps making fun of everyone and plays last look, trying to get everyone to see him chewing his food with an open mouth?
You're our brother, Roger.
Yeah. So when I look up signs you're not a grown-up, it all revolves around maturity. You haven't separated from your parents. You're emotionally reactive. This is the definitions I got for maturity. Financially dependent on others.
You're dependent on others?
So when I look up signs, you're not a grown-up.
Okay.
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 Then you haven't separated from your parents. You're emotionally reactive, financially dependent on others, constantly makes fun of and speaks badly of others. Phew. Being a grown-up, I find, is all about maturity. I check out the synonyms for grown-up, and there it is, mature person. No wonder I wasn't a grown-up when I graduated from college. And no wonder my other half was by the time he graduated from high school. So just how do you acquire maturity? Is it by age? Once again, I go to the internet. You practice self-control. Your words, your actions, and not just blurting out whatever you're thinking. You make thoughtful decisions, not spur-of-the-moment ones. Kind of like what you said when you have kids and you...
One would hope that you would.
And you might even ask others' opinions. And you're humble, meaning you realize how much you don't know about something. You admit your mistakes. You practice listening to others. Realize your emotions at the moment. Show empathy.
This doesn't sound like anything.
You forgive. You make sacrifices. You keep your commitments. You develop self-control. You work towards self-sufficiency and set goals, stay focused, be persistent.
Why would I want to do this?
Why would you want to grow up? Yeah. I can see why being a grown-up doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't happen at a given age. It happens over time. It's life's experiences over time that give you all the opportunities to learn how to conduct yourself and develop your maturity. That's why when we look back on it, Janet, you said, I hope that I don't do the things that I did as a child. And so did St. Paul. You put away your childish things. Your parents are supposed to guide you in this. Ha. So the opposite is an immature person. And that person is, thanks to the internet, inconsiderate, reckless, erratic, rude, arrogant, impulsive, self-absorbed, thankless, and dependent on others. Like a kid with little experience to go on. Or one who doesn't have the guidance during those life opportunities with your parents. That was me. Yeah. Mom and Dad worked. We were left on our own in the house until
after school. With a cruel babysitter.
You. No jobs in high school for most of the way in college.
Huh.
When I was hitchhiking.
I had a job in high school. I worked at the laundry.
Yeah. And you also worked for a photographer.
Yeah.
But I didn't. When I was hitchhiking in college, I had no responsibilities except to show up for class. And handed my homework. My parents paid my... This is sick. This is sad. My parents paid my tuition, my room and board. They gave me an allowance. Eventually, I found part-time work. But I certainly didn't depend on it. I get it. I was one of those spoiled kids who lacked any responsibility. I admit it. No one expected anything of me. I could hitchhike whenever, wherever, and depended on the kindness of others for room and board. I was making choices. not good ones, and doing what I wanted with my life. But I certainly was not a grown-up. In my mind, my decisions lack maturity. So, did I ever grow up? Did I mature? Yes, but slowly, over time. Call me a late bloomer. After college, I worked for the University of Maine.
Or a late boomer.
Boomer, yeah. I worked for University of Maine at Orono. I'd been throwing poetry. I'd been throwing pottery in my spare time at the Craft Center, and they needed a director. This became my very first full-time job, and I like to think I excelled at it. I found out that I could put together a juried craft fair on campus with over 100 vendors. I had over 20 work-study students under my supervision, and I was meeting responsibilities. And then there was marriage. See, you grew up faster than me because you got married.
I got married after a year of college. Yeah.
And didn't that change you? Made you mature?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about made me mature. I sat there and watched stupid TV programs. And,
but you denied yourself of things. That helps, I think.
I couldn't afford things.
And then you had responsibilities.
Yeah.
You had to consider another human being.
Yeah.
And you made sacrifices and financial contributions. Well, 3 years into my marriage, we had a child. How many years for you?
One.
And there's, again, much...
Oh, that was a
lot of responsibilities. Now we're both making sure shelter, food, diapers, clothing were all attained. So being parents meant that we both put ourselves aside as the main priority and concerned ourselves with our family.
I remember when my little daughter, Abby, was probably just a couple months old, and we lived in a small town in a residential area. And I wanted her to have Roomba pants. You know, those are those little plastic pants with all the ruffles. But she was sleeping, so I ran downtown, and I got downtown, and I suddenly thought, oh my God, I can never do this again. I have left her. I am never free again. That was a wake-up moment, you know.
And you
went nothing home. Happened. She was fine, but that's when I figured that out.
Well, I finally did become a grown-up. How did I get there? Life. It presented me with all kinds of responsibilities, and I responded by showing up. I've been a grown-up ever since, taking on jobs, raising kids, more and more responsibilities. I've made sacrifices, learned from my mistakes, I hope, kept commitments, and most of all, I learned what love really is and try to pass it on. So sorry, Webster, being a grown-up is much more than just being an adult. I finally come up with a definition of a grown-up that works for me. Here it is. Someone who is independent of depending on his or her parents, makes responsible decisions, and meets them with maturity for the good of him or herself and those of others. I think becoming a grown-up is a journey, not something that happens at a certain age or when you get a diploma. It can start early in life with parental guidance, or it can start late in life by learning from your mistakes and applying those lessons to new situations. Either way, life will give you plenty of opportunities to mature. You just have to make sure your decisions align with your values and beliefs, and that takes time to know yourself.
Don't they say something like, you're going to grow old, but maturity, how does that go, Mark?
Aging is mandatory, maturity is optional.
Aging is mandatory,
maturity is optional.
I'm still trying to decide. I don't know.
Well, you're in your Barbie shirt.
Okay, I'm wearing a Barbie shirt. Pink.
Waft me to a softer place, far from this timber town, where everything's cut down. Hold them fallen, won't cut a stack, won't sort and haul no more. I'm shoving off down river, cotton candy shore. Cotton candy smile, put your glow on every face. Take me to that special place, the cotton candy train, where happy falls like rain. You and me, we got history. There's family, Dr. Seuss. To you, I'm just that cat in a hat. Cotton candy friend. All your buddies from the underground. They caught the zephyr and they're southward bound. But we're floating round the bend, right to the river's end.